Sorry about that.
Let's go. We are learning Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. If you remember, the Gemara has a question. Gilgal Mai, what's the halacha if I do this thing that makes the egg more rollable? So the Gemara makes a comparison between the dinim of Kalei Habishol and Gilgal Beitza, right? Meaning kosher babacham and any food that was cooked already. So the halacha is you're allowed to recook it. Sure, no subachan b'shabbos. That's the din of ein bishol achar bishol. If it's lo babachamin, so you're allowed to do madichin, but maliach yashin and koyasa isbenin, you can't do that because hadachasin zuhi gemar malachdan. Right. So those things we call kale habishol, and kale habishol are usher. Right, kalei habishol are usur to pour hot water on them. Usually pouring hot water on stuff is mutter, but kalei habishol pouring hot water on stuff is usur. Okay, so there are a few points that we want to talk about. One is, we generally assume that although this halacha of kosher babachamin is talking about hadachah, is talking about rinsing the item in boiling water afterwards, nonetheless, we also paskin that kalei habishol is usur even in the kli sheni. Right? So if something is called kalei habishol, so it's usur even in a kli sheni that is accepted lahalacha. So far, so good. Shulchan Aruch Shin Yud Ches Sif Daled. That's where these dinim apply. Kalei habishol by koyes ha'ispanin only requires enam tzrichim bishol ela ma'at, the machaber says, and hadachasan zuhi gemar malachdon, like a herring or the like, right? That's actually the Mishnah Berurah's comment. He talks about herring in Sifkatan Lamed Vav. So herring hadachasan zuhi gemar malachdon, and therefore it's usur even in a kli sheni. Now, there is a huge machlokas haposkim that is extremely relevant as to how broadly I define this concept of kalei habishol. Mr. Pansky, I'm calling on you because you might have something to say on this topic.
Okay, so there is a debate about considered kalei habishol. So, perhaps...
First tell me the debate and then we'll do the perhaps.
Okay, well, I know that baked goods is considered a debate according to some of them.
Okay.
And I know that salt is, but others, but the Carson says salt is
salted fish, right?
Salt and fish. But mashma, other spices aren't. But then maybe it's the kalei habishol.
So, no. Well, so we haven't gotten to spices. Spices.
Maybe spices nowadays.
Well, so you're kind of, you're saying everything is correct, but it's like not structured.
That's
fine. But it's good practice of the chabura. So it goes like this.
But not water and oil.
So you are talking about items that we call chomrei habishol. There are certain things that definitely do not cook in a kli sheni. Water and oil and spices. Right? Those things and ox meat.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's one opinion in the Gemara that salt is in this category. Another opinion in the Gemara that salt is going to be nisfasho, even the kli sheni, right? That's a further discussion. But there are some items that definitely do not cook in the kli sheni. They are water, right? That's a Gemara mem on the base, that water does not cook in the kli sheni. Oil does not cook in the kli sheni. Spices, the Mishnah says, Tysus will reference this, later on, it's a Mishnah on Membeis Amid Beis. Membeis Amid Aleph, going over to Amid Beis. At Ophis Vakadera, Lo Yitin Tochon Tavlin. You can't put Tavlin into a Kli Rishon, but you can put Tavlin in a Kli Sheni. Nosin the Tocha Ka'aro, the Tocha Tamchoi, Tavlin, Mayim, Shemen are all mutter in the Kli Sheni. Now, there's also stuff that's usher in the kli sheni, which is what we just learned, meaning koyas ha'ispinin and dag maliach, your salty fish and your herring, or whatever it is. And the Gemara compares that to an egg. So an egg is also usur in a kli shading. Those are things which we call kalei habishal, which again, the way we are saying it, kalei habishal also cooks in a kli shady, even though our Gemara is talking about iroi of some sort, madichin also, but as a matter of halacha, we end up going in the direction of kli shady also, all is grand and glorious. But how machmir do I have to be on a kli shady? Let's say I have food that is neither in category A, right? It's not oil, it's not water, nor is it in category B, it's not a salty fish or an egg. Basically, that's 99% of foods on the planet. Am I allowed to put them in a kli shani? So
I thought we assumed that kli shani is in lavasha.
Kli shani is in lavasha,
so
but
if we have this principle, then once something is not explicitly calling a visual, then we can do much of it.
So one approach, the way I like to say this over is that this is like a huge hashgafic machlokes among different Jews in our community. Do we assume that everything is mutter until proven us, or do I assume that everything is us until proven mutter? Right? There are different schools of thought over here. And maybe it ends up different parts of the community, etc. But the question is like this. I know for sure that Koyas Ispin and Dag Maliach is a Kalei Habishal. Do I say that everything else is a suffix of Kalei Habishal and it's usher to put in a klisheni? Or do I say that no?
That's the Magen Avraham. Who says we're not Bekir? You want to get the share? I'm sorry,
should I stop saying that? It's fine. You're having fun. Sorry. It's okay. So the Magen Avraham says, you're not Bekir. Let's just try to, I want to keep this streamlined because there is a lot to get to. So the Magen Avraham writes that we're not Bekir, and that is based on a Sefer Yireyim. The Yireyim says that we're not sure what's called Kalei Habishal, and therefore everything is usur. And there are two versions of the Yireyim. It could be everything is usur, even in the Kli Shlishi, which is wild. Right? And then you have big chumras. It happens, I have a general theory as follows. When I took classes in Bernard Rivel with Dr. Soloveitchik, so he pointed out that some historians say that the Yireyim is the proto-Hasidei Ashkenaz, right? The Hasidei Ashkenaz were super frum. The Yireyim is also super frum. The Yireyim happens to be the Shita, to the best of my knowledge, who uses Ein Anu Bekiyim Lahachmir more than anyone else. In Hilchos Nida, there's a Shir of a Kesem, right? The Shir of a Kesem is a Grisva Od. Right? The Yireyim writes that Grisva Od is, of course, based on a Macholas. It's based on the size of a louse. Yireyim writes, so since we're not exactly sure how large these things are, therefore you have to be Machmir, Machmir, Machmir. Right? Meaning the Shir of Ksumim, according to the Yireyim, is the same size as the average louse today, which ends up being, instead of, let's say, 18 millimeters, like 3. Right, that's a huge chumra in Hilchos Nida. That's the Yireyim Shita. The Chassam Sefer has a discussion in the Pesachei Tshuva. Maybe if a couple, can a husband decide he wants to be machmir like the Yireyim, or is this hurting his wife and taking away her mitzvah of ona? His mitzvah of ona, her, etc. So Chassam Sefer has a line. He says that any chumra a husband takes on, his wife will be happy with. I see your face. Okay, got it. Registered, it's there. But the Yireyim says Ein Anu Bekiyin in terms of the Shir of Ksumim. The Yireyim also says Ein Anu Bekiyin in terms of the halacha of the malach of Tochein. So there's a din that if I grind stuff, so I'm in violation of Tochein. How thin they have to grind it. So the Yireyim says Ein Anu Bekiyin what is called Dak Dak. And therefore, don't grind anything unless you do it larger than what you would usually do during the week. Right? So the Yireyim is this interesting shita that he says, Ein anu bekiyim lahachmir. Even in the kli sheni, he's going to be machmir in everything else, Ein anu bekiyim. Look at the Ran on Daf Chof HaMalach, the Daf Harif. Right? So the Ran writes, there is another Gemara Shabbos floating around here. Gittin.
Hello, Ran.
If you want. I mean, it's here. I could. Here, I could pass it to you. It's okay. It begins with Mehasham Inon. It's the Ran towards the bottom of Chafam Rapadape Harif. It begins with Mehasham Inon. I think it's Umei Hashem Inon. It's like four lines in the bottom. So the Ran says that ain on the bikiyim in terms of what cooks in a kli rishon, and therefore we're machmer in everything in the kli rishon. But in the kli sheni, and this is a point that Rav Rimon makes in his sefer, which I think actually makes a ton of sense. In the kli sheni, so then we won't be machmer. Right? The ain on the bikiyim is only in the kli rishon. That's the Ran Shita. So the Uranium is using Enon Bikiyim to be super Machmir. Again, according to one version of the Uranium, even the Kli Shlishi Enon Bikiyim is going to cause a Chumra. Yeah.
For a Kli Shani, is that considered,
is that not a Kli Shani? Is that considered Doris or
Doris? In a Kli Shani?
So read the Gemara that we just read. Maliach HaYash, remember, Gilgal Mai, Zatma Gilgal Chayiv Chatos. And we prove it from Koya Se'ispin and Dag Maliach.
That's
Iroi Kli Rishon, correct. But we use that idea for stuff that would ordinarily not cook. But Dag Maliach does cook. And it cooks the level of Da'iraisa. And if I am somehow magically saying that this Gemara is also teaching me that Dag Maliach is a problem in the Kli Sheni, that would mean that it's an Isser D'Oraisa. Kale HaBishol is an Isser D'Oraisa.
If we're extending, I'm just like, oh, so these things are Kale HaBishol. In this case, it's high, it would appear to be Kale HaFatras because it's theoretic. You know what I'm saying? But clearly gets cooked so easily, so too even Kli Sheni is an Isser. It doesn't have to mean that the
usher is a rice.
It could imply
usher. So again, what we're going to have to do is we're going to learn the Tosfos and try to put this Gemara into the context of the Machlokas, Rabbi Natan and the Rashbam, about Iroi. That's what we're going to do in a few minutes. But right now we're speaking Halacha L'maisa. Halacha L'maisa, the Yerayim, says everything is usher in the Kli Sheni. The Ran would sound like everything is also in a Kli Rishon, Mikoyach Safik. The Ram said everything also in a Kli Sheni, Mikoyach Safik. The Mishneh Brura in Se'if Katin, Shin Yod Ches Se'if Katin Mem Beis, I believe. Mishneh Brura writes in Se'if Katin Mem Beis. Remember, Shulchan Aruch discusses whether you're allowed to put bread in a Kli Sheni. Machlokas Yireim and Ravya, Bishalach Harafiya, right? We were talking about this a few minutes ago. It says you cannot put bread in a Kli Sheni. That's what the Mechaber writes. Also, to do it, but Yesh Matirin. The Mishneh Brura says that what we're saying is another halacha. Hosef Bazeh Din Acher. Disvirale, the Yesh Devarim shemispashim afil b'kli sheni mipneishen rakim ve'enon b'kiyim ba'kein hosef lesser litein pasha afoy dehu rakim chafil b'kli sheni v'hu hadin l'day azu yesh lahach mirnami b'sha'ar devarim shelo litnei b'kli sheni. Right, the Mishneh Brura paskins that everything is also in the klisheni mikolach suffik. That is a suffik whether it's called Kali Habishal. The Chazon Ish, right? The way we used to say this is the Chazon Ish is super machmir, man. When you get a kula from the Chazon Ish, it's like a good thing. The Chazon Ish writes that the only things which are really called Kali Habishal is the stuff that's mentioned in our Gemara. Dag Maliach, Kuyasa Ispinin, nothing else is called Kali Habishal. Beitza, the Rishonim talk about bread, so we'll be Machmer and bread also, but nothing beyond that. And the Chazon Ish says, I have a raya from the halachos of Basar B'cholov. No? By Basar B'cholov, in the Kli Sheni, is it a problem? So in Simen Kuf Hei, right at the beginning. Again. Okay.
This is how you know there's no such thing as chuldah in other areas. The answer is yes.
Slowly.
Nothing I was saying. Remember,
the point is.
Oh, no, you're saying that there is. There's no chuldah by other areas.
We spoke about chuldah by other areas. Okay. That was the previous year. But Bishol by Basar B'cholav is Aser. In a Kli Sheni, the Pashtus is its mutter. There are some who are machmir in Simen Kuf Hei that there are blios in the Kli Sheni, but there's no bishul.
But so, is the usur to eat, or is it not even?
So it could be that it's going to be usur to eat, or let's say the pap becomes treif. If I put basar b'cholav in a Kli Sheni in my pat, I'll have to kasher my pat. Because the Ramban says there are blias in the Kli Sheni. There's no bishul, but there are blias. Frek the Chazon Ish. If the Mishnah Berurah is right, that everything is Kalei HaBishul, Mikolach Safek, so how on earth could Shulchan Aruch say, categorically, that there is no Isser in a Kli Sheni? There's no issue of Bishul Basar B'cholav in a Kli Sheni. How can you say that? Right? Kalei HaBishul. It's potentially Kalei HaBishul.
Wouldn't there just be different standards by Shabbos and other areas?
Awesome. So it could be, right? There are two ways of dealing with this question. One way of dealing with the question is actually we'll just say your way, right? So what Michal is saying is Azai, that the word bishul could mean different things in different places, right? Well, there's a term for that, like not synonyms, that the word has the same, it's the same word but means different things. Homophones or something. It's the same word, but means different, like glasses.
Leg and leg.
Right. Okay, right. You know, there's lead is a metal, and lead means I'd like you through like a dark alley, etc. Right? That's the same word. Okay. It's random. But the point is, it wakes you up. So here's the thing. The word bishul might mean different things in different places. And by Basar B'cholav, many Rishonim hold that Tzli is not Bishul by Basar B'cholav. Right? Many assume that it's not a D'oraisa if I make a cheeseburger. Because that's Tzli. Well, if that's the case, what do you mean? On Shabbos, Tzli is for sure Bishul Min HaTorah. The answer is the word Bishul means different things. I'll bring you another Raya. Bishul by Shabbos. Let's say I have a lamp with a wick in it, oil, olive oil in the lamp, wick. I light it. What malacha did I violate?
Mavir,
right? I made a fire. Good. So far, so good? Why? Because it's not bishul. Why is it not bishul? Right? One could argue. No, it's not. Olive oil is cold pressed. It's not cooked. Right? You got to get the facts straight. Olive oil is not cooked. No way. So usually the assumption is that bishul means
to beat it.
I use I use hot water, let's say, to improve something else. But if it gets consumed, that's called Havara, that's not called Bishul. Pispei Tshuva, right? Being Basar B'cholov, talks about, I don't know what this guy was thinking, but he made some candle out of Basar B'cholov. Right? Instead of using, he used like butter to make and tallow to make a candle. Right? So the Pispei Tshuva discusses, is this an Isser of Bishul Basar B'cholov? He says, yes. But one second, that's not Bishul by Shabbos. Answer is, Bishul by Basar B'cholov have different rules than Bishul by Shabbos. So the Chazon Ish's raya that the Mishnah Berurah is not correct from Basar B'cholov is very questionable. Right? Remember, the Mishnah Berurah says everything is called Kalei HaBishul. Right? Sophia, this is going to be very relevant. This is the starting point for your Chaburah. Right? Because tea...
Is it Kalei HaBishul?
Is tea Kalei HaBishul or not? So there are so far we have two perspectives. Right, that either Kali HaBishul is this broad category that includes everything. That's the Mishnah Berurah's perspective. Chazon Ish limits Kali HaBishul. Then there are some who take a in-between position that Kali HaBishul means those stuff that I look at and I see that it cooks easily, that's Kali HaBishul. But it's not everything and it's not nothing beyond what we have in Shas. So that is the first Nekudah we wanted to make on this Sugya. Next. Tosfos, kosher babachamen lefnei haShabbos. Right? You have the Tosfos?
Yeah.
Zok Tosfos. What's babachamen lefnei haShabbos? Anything that's cooked before Shabbos. Tosfos writes, Perush. Shinispasha legamre. Nachon. Kidim mefarish and perichloves could go in Tarnagolis. Dereb Abba. That sure knows a bechamen afi b'kli shown. What? Okay. That's a great kasha, but let's go slowly. So Tosfos holds that kosher b'becham and lifnei haShabbos means it's in special legamrei. Tosfos seems to contradict himself from the beginning of our perek. Tosfos contradicts himself from the beginning of our perek. Like Dibra Hamaskel Chamin. Remember, there's a machlokus Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about whether it means Chamin Vitavsho or Chamin and Natavsho, etc., right? And there's a discussion, maybe the Mishnah is talking about Hachazara, and therefore Shehiyah is going to be okay even on an exposed fire because I passed my Chananya. So Hachazara is Mutter. Right, on Chamin and Tavsho. What does Chamin and Tavsho mean? Zok Tosfos, Nira Lari, Tosfos Lamed Vavim Beis Dibra Maso Chamin. Tosfos writes, Nira Lari, Distam Chamin Vitavsho, Hainu Afilu Lo Bisheo Kol Tzarko, Ela Kamacho Ben Drusai. Right, that means, according to Tosfos, that I can do Hachazara on food, which is Mevushal Kamacho Ben Drusai. Well, what? How can you do that? If I take the food, it was off the fire for a minute, fine. So I fulfill all the conditions. Odin biyado daito lahachzir, lohiniach agave karka, etc. I fulfill all the conditions. How am I allowed to put that food back? If the food is only macho ben drusai, what is my heter to put that food back? Why is it, if Tosfos says on Lamed Tes Omer Aleph that kosher babacham and lefnei haShabbos means that the only time I can heat food again is when the food is mevushal kol tzarko, so that seems to be so ser Tosfos at the beginning of our perek that says,
Oh, that's
Tosfos is
going to say that when something has to do with for Shabbos versus on Shabbos itself, can we put this before Shabbos, it's not all your soul. You can eat all the shikya that you want.
But we're talking about Hachazara. If I hold right. That our Mishnah is Lahachazir, then, right, that means the Hachazara is Mutter on Chamin and Tavsho. That means I take the pot off, I put the pot back. How can I do that? Aren't I cooking? This is a really strong kasha. This kasha, if I would stop the shir here, you would not be able to sleep all Shabbos. Right? So that would be very bad. It's a long Friday night. Kai's not doing one Shabbos, and sleeping is also part of that, not only having hafu. So it's really good kasha. It's entirely possible, Azoi, that when Tosfos says that Baba Chama Lifnei HaShabbos means it's Nispasha L'Gamrei, Tosfos does not mean this on the level of D'Oraisa. Tosfos means it on the level of D'Rabbanan. And therefore, you could put it back. That would be the Shita of Tosfos.
That's flipping Tosfos on his head.
But if you wait a few minutes, we'll see that Tosfos in this Tosfos is creating lots of dinim drabonon of mechzik mevashel, etc. So just to finish the thought, it could be that at the beginning of the perek, when I'm putting the food back and it's garfa katum, because in order to do hachazara, it has to be garfa katum. So therefore, it's not going to be a mechzik mevashel, right? There's no real bishul once the food is fully cooked. There's no real bishul once the food is machal ben trusai. That is possible to suggest within Tosfos. It's old lobe mashma, but I have to say something in order to
it's so funny because the song is machal ben trusai, like dafka is mechzik mevashel. Even if it's halachically cooked, like, it definitely looks like you're cooking something when you have chicken that's only third cooked.
But it's only mechzik mevashel if it's going directly on the fire. If it's on the garfa cut, one could argue it doesn't look like it's on the fire. Yes.
Wait, I'm just confused for a second. When we say that Tosfos is giving them the derabanan, aren't we talking about derabanan anyway?
In the beginning part, we're talking about Rabbanans. Over here, it sounds like we're talking about Dairaisas. Like we spoke about that Kale Habishal is probably Dairaisa. Gilgal Chayev Chatos, right? The Gemara begins to shy like Ibayahu Gilgal Mai. So Gilgal Chayev Chatos. The Pashtus is it's an Isser Dairaisa. Tosfos says that Baba Chamin, right? The only time a maker on in Bishach HaBishal is when the food is fully cooked. So it seems to contradict the toast at the beginning of the parak. Okay, maybe it's better to take away some of your sleep and to leave it as a kasha rather than giving a difficult teretz.
The questions are usually better than the answer.
Yeah.
I think in this case, the question is much better than the answer, but there's a steer in tosis. Look at the Rashba on this Gemara. Okay. Who was the Rashba? When and where did he live? And where did he live? Which city?
Barcelona.
Right. And the week that I would have loved, the coolest week in Jewish history is probably when the Rush came to Barcelona and spent like 2 weeks, it was, according to tradition, alone with the Rashba, and they learned Torah together for those 2 weeks. And that those 2 weeks seriously changed halacha, because this is the time that Ashkenaz and Sfarad get together.
This is when Rush became more Sfarad.
Okay, we're having too much fun. Look at the Rashba. Right. So what does the Rashba say? The Rashba says, Kol Shebaba Chamin Lufnei HaShabbos. Zuck the Rashba. Perush. Shebaba Chamin Lufnei HaShabbos V'nishpashol K'maychol Ben Drusoy. The Shuv Ein Bo Mishum Bishul.
That's the Rashba Rashi Kasha.
So the Rashba holds that Ein Bishul Achar Bishul means when something is halachically cooked. Tosfos says, I'm only going to say Ein Bishul Achar Bishul when something is fully cooked in Mitzias. Right? That's the Pashtus. It's Mivushal Kol Tzarko. But that doesn't work according to Tosfos, because it could be that something Mitzdamek V'yafalo, and no one's going to say that there's Bishul in that case. So you can't say that Tosfos holds that it's a mitzias and the Rashba holds it's a halachic principle. It's going to be difficult, but there's Machlokas Rashba and Tosfos. Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosfos, that I only say Ein Bishal Achar Bishal when something is Mevushal Kol Tzarko. The Bir Halacha, Shin Yud Chesif Dalet, quotes even though the Machaber says this, it's a big machlokas for Rishonim because the Rambam and the Rashba and the Ran say, etc. One second. Am I reading the wrong one?
The
Shulchan Aruch
like the Rambam.
One second, I was reading the wrong one. One second. Oh, here, look at the Bir Halacha, Afilu Ba'oda Roseach. Right? The Shulchan Aruch writes, even if this Basho, Kimaychel Ben Shusai, Shayach Bo Bisho, Afilu Ba'oda Roseach. Shulchan Aruch writes that there is Bishol even if something is cooked Kimaychel Ben Shusai, against the Rashba.
Doesn't the Paschal like the Rambam in general?
Okay. So Zuck, in other words,
that makes so much sense for the whole like closeness here because he thinks what's considered
so look at the Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Bir Halacha. We got to get a set of Mishnah Berurah in the GPATs room. This is something to request from the powers that be at GPATs. Yeah. But the Mishnah Berurah writes that the Rambam holds it has to be in Vushal called Sarko. V'chein mashma in Taisus Lamed test Diva Maso Kol. Ach, betosis reish parakira, divamaskal chamin, mashal the chokh in the spashal, kamachal ben drusai, mutzer lahachsir. You see that? The Bir Halacha in the parentheses is pointing out that there's a stira in tosis. It's the one at the bottom of the page. I think the Sefer Kuzari writes that the reason why shuckling became a minhag among Jews. It's because they only had like one sefer and everyone's trying to look into it. And you see at the bottom of the... Right, so the Bir Halacha is pointing out that there's a stira in Taisus. And he doesn't answer the stira. So the fact that I wanted to say that it's better to live with a kasha rather than giving a difficult answer, there's some precedence in the Bir Halacha.
Wait, can I ask a question? About
yes.
That? Sorry, just to clarify. The two areas we're speaking are Tosfos says that Machal Ben Yisrael would be the case of Hachazara, as opposed to this, which is just a regular case of Bishop or Bishop.
But the problem is, how can I do hachazara on food that's mispashal kamachal ben drusai? Shouldn't that be an avera of bishul? I take a pot that was on the fire and I pick the pot up and I put it back. If the food is only a third cooked or half cooked, I am violating the iser bishul and I put it back.
Yeah, but and this goes on the test is just straight bishop or bishul.
Yeah.
So maybe you can call it.
Is that what? How would it work?
Meaning when you're doing hachazara, if you meet all the conditions of hachazara, so you're going to a hachzir or whatever, all this stuff, so like, in a finami, it's only machal ben drusai, but you're continuing the cooking process.
But I'm continuing the cooking process, so for Yisurim Dirabbanan, the fact that it's in my hand, it's there, odem yilad dakel hachzir, that relaxes the Yisur Dirabbanan of hachazara, which is because of Shema Yechata or Mechzi Kimavashel. But no one is going to be make on actual bishul on Shabbos. If I have food that's not cooked, I can't put it onto the fire on Shabbos.
Exactly.
So how on earth can I take food that is one third cooked, that's Michael Ben Drusai cooked, and put it back on?
It's cooked enough to be considered cooked for the continuation of an already cooking process. It's being under
so God. That's already an interesting svara. So it's cooked enough to continue the bishul, but it's not cooked enough to be mevashal it a second time.
Once you signify, and that's part of the discussion I have about in the first place, hakir or hasachadat or whatever. Once you signify that, like, I'm done with this, I put it in the fridge, and the next day I bring it out, and it's not cooked, it's a totally different experience. So, like, I'm just finishing it.
But the problem is, if I'm really a purist, and if I want to say that our Tosfos holds, Tosfos Lamed Tes says, I violate an Isser to Oraisa for cooking something that is not fully cooked. So then it's very hard to be make on hachazara, right? What you're suggesting is maybe I can be make on hachazara because the conditions of hachazara are such that it means I'm continuing the original cooking. And that's a tremendous chiddush. That means I am taking a pot of food. If that same pot of food would be coming from the refrigerator and put it down, it's an Isra D'Oraisa, and I get stoned.
That's so crazy. How do you
allow
Hachazara in the food?
Yeah, Hachazara.
Doesn't it have to? Hachazara is only relaxing Isurim Dirabonam. The food, right? If the food is already cooked.
If we really think Machal Ben Jusai is halachically cooked.
But Taisus doesn't say Machal Ben Jusai is halachically cooked. Taisus says I only apply Imbish Lachabisha when it's fully cooked.
Okay, we're getting confused.
The Rosh
doesn't. I mean, if, I don't know if we're in heaven, but if we're saying, of course, it would, you have a lower standard to relax. That makes sense.
But Bishal, you're saying Bishal Achar Bishal is an Issa D'Oraisa potentially. But Hachazara is also potential. Hachazara is only an Issa D'Rabbanan once the food is fully cooked. If the food is not fully cooked, that's Bishal Min
HaTorah. I'm just saying the reason that you would be able to have a different standard of what's fully cooked in different areas might be a
din. So it's not impossible. It just requires a lot of work. Right? The contradiction in Tosfos is a real contradiction. My proof is that, right, the Bir Halacha asks this contradiction. Tosfos, Bir Halacha then goes on, he says, I don't understand how can the Mechaber just follows the Rambam. There's so many Rishonim who assume that there is, that I'll say, in Bishal Achar Bishal, once the food is Meichel Ben Drusoy, and then the Bir Halacha plays his name game. Right, he gives you like 20 Rishonim this way, 20 Rishonim that
sounds
way.
Like a
right? It's like a Chacham Obad. Yeah, okay, right. He also had the chaos. Fine. So that's the so that's the first point we wanted to make. There's a contradiction in Tosfos. Oh. So should we go on in the Tosfos?
So if you want to know, I just went to sleep on Shabbos.
So I not easily.
Yeah, he said.
Ask him, isn't there a contradiction in Tosfos about the status of food that's cooked Meichel Ben Drusai? Absolutely. I don't remember him dealing with this issue in his Bishul Shirim. I did his Bishul Shirim in Morash HaKola one summer, and yeah. I was in the high school. I was like a counselor for the high school. We were doing Bishul also, but he was in Bishul of the college. Like, I used to speak to him and learning a lot. So at the end of the summer, he gave me his articles to like look at before he like published the first in the Beis Yitzchak and end up in the Sefer. So I was like, look at those articles. He gave it to me and to Asaf Bednarsh. We were like the two guys. So every comment I made to Rabbi Willig, like, maybe you should change this. He's like, nah, nah. Anything Asaf, he's like, yeah, that's really good. Whatever. Okay, fine. Zok Taisus. The Pirish Rashba, right? Tosfos is talking about what does it mean that if it's bobechamen, if it's already cooked, so you can put it in a klinishim, sure and also. Lo babachamin, madichin also. If it was not cooked, so you pour hot water on it. So Zoktais is Lepirish Rashba, and the Rashash points out, it should be Rashbam. The Mefarish the Iroi Kiklisheni, Asi Shapir Hacha, the Ein Sharon also the Kli Rishon, Ava Madichin also the Kli Rishon, Derech Iroi. Something that was fully cooked, right? I'm allowed to cook again. If it's not fully cooked, I'm not allowed to put it in a kli rishon. But madichin also, but I can do iroi kli rishon because the Rashbam holds that iroi kli rishon is not mevasha. Rashba in our Taisis, Rashbam elsewhere, etc. Aval lepirish rabbeinu tam the mefarish the iroi heavy kli rishon. According to Rabbi Nitam, the Iroi is a Kli Rishon. Again, we'll have to elaborate on this machlokas, Rashbam Rabbi Nitam, whether the Iroi is a Kli Sheni or not. But according to Rabbi Nitam, the Iroi is a Kli Rishon. Our Karchecha Madichin also mi Kli Sheni Ka'amar. According to the Rashbam, something that is lo bo b'chamin, something that was never cooked, so Madichin also. You could pour water on it. Rabbi Nitam cannot say that you're pouring water from a Kli Rishon on it, Because Rabbi Natan holds that Kli Rishon is Mevashel. So what it means is I'm pouring water from a Kli Sheni. It's earing a Kli Sheni. V'imkein, ma'ir yamadichin afilu shorin nami. If that's the case, if we're talking about earing a Kli Sheni is mutter, why do you have to say earing from a Kli Sheni? Even putting it in a Kli Sheni is mutter.
This be the source of how we know that
Leroy. But Omer Ri, let's go on. Let's just see the Tosis. Could this be the source? That, I'm not sure what you're going to say, but probably is the continuation of the Tosis. But Omer Ri, Dafir Bikli Sheni in Shoen, Hoel de Hamayim Chamin, Mechzik Mevashel. Tosfis over here has a line which says that Kli Sheni is usser for everything. Out mechzik mevashel. Right? If I put something in the Kli Sheni, you're going to think like I'm cooking. Mechzik mevashel, Kli Sheni is also.
But Kli Sheni wouldn't think that? Meaning in Paraskar, the second
So that's already, that. So it's a real like problem.
Who cooks in a Kli Sheni? Oh, you take a kettle and you pour water into something. That's not
so there. So again, Kli Rishon, people cook stuff in the Kli Rishon all the time, right? Even if the Kli Rishon is not Agabe Ha'esh, when they make some types of...
Tradition soup
is Iroy. That's Iroy Mikli Rishon. I pour it from the, right? I pour it from the chaynek or from the urn. That's Iroy Kli Rishon. There are things that I, are there things that I cook in a Kli Sheni? Tea, maybe. What?
Yeah, I need drinks.
I cook drinks in the Kli Sheni.
Drink be like a different category? No.
So that's an important question as to whether when we say that mayim is chomrei habishul, does that extend to all liquids? Right. Remember, there are four things on this plant that definitely do not cook in the Kli Sheni. Mayim, shemen, tavlin, and ox meat. Right? Those are the four things that definitely do not cook in the Kli Sheni. Well, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, Taisa says, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that Irei Kli Rishon is Bishul. So when our Mishnah, the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Hei, says that something that was uncooked before Shabbos, I can be madichin also, I could pour hot water on it. That means Iroi me Kli Sheni. Well, dude, Frektaisis, if it's from a Kli Sheni, why is that you only make on Iroi me Kli Sheni? You should be make on putting it in the Kli Sheni itself. And that's the kasha. So Tosa says, you know what? You're never allowed to put stuff in a Kli Sheni. Mechzik mevashel. Tosis asered Kli Sheni with one fell swoop. Let's just read on in the Tosis. Even though the Mishnah Membeis Amarav, going over to Membeis Amarav, says that you could put tavlin into a Kli Sheni, Hainu davka tavlin. Taisa says that's only true of tavlin, of spices, because it's not mechzik mevashel. It sounds like what? Oh, this is really important for your kavura, right? Super important, right? So Tosis is saying that tavlin, which Tosis understands means it's lamateik hakadera, right? I put, let's say, bay leaves on my food. Does anyone walk into my kitchen and say, oh, Schwartz is cooking bay leaves? Like, no, they're going to say I'm cooking brisket and bay leaves are there to sweeten the brisket or to add flavor to the brisket, whatever it does. It's lamateik as hakadera. So there is mechzika mevashel in a Kli Sheni, according to Tosfos. And this Tosfos is paskined like, according to the Magen Avraham in one place, Sifkat and Tesvav, according to the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Lam and Dalet, he paskins that there is mechzika mevashel in a Kli Sheni. Tavlin is different And Tosis defines Tavlin as something which is lomatic hakadera. Right? That's a very important point, right? How I define Tavlin. Super important. Let's go on, Tosis. Inami. Who had insurance also? Kevin the Ivy Bakli Shady. Vodanaka Madichin Ashinda Fibu Hadaka have Yigmar Malacha Bimalia Hayoshin Bakuyas Ispinim. Tosis' second answer is that you are allowed to put food in a kli sheni. There is no mechzik in the vashel. How come the Mishnah says that you pour hot water on it? Why does the Mishnah not say that you put it in a kli sheni? The answer is that we're saying a chiddush the opposite direction. We're saying that by maliach hayoshan, that by salty fish, etc., so then even Iroi is usur, dahainu Iroi mikli sheni is usur. By something that it's mutter, meaning normal foods besides koyas ha'ispinin, so it's mutter mikli sheni. But koyas ha'ispinin kale ha'beshol, even Iroi mikli sheni is usur. So there are two opinions in Taisvis as to whether there is an isser on all klishenis in general based on Mexican Ravasha. Okay, so what we didn't share so far today is that we have, right, what Sophia began saying, oh, there's a categorical statement, klisheni in a Mavasha. Right, the joke is that someone said that someone once spilled hot water in Rav Cook, and Rav Cook says, klisheni in a Mavasha, and I'm okay. So they told this to Rav Yaakov Moshe Karlav. He said the story can't be true because Rav Cook would never tell a joke.
Maybe it wasn't a joke. I'm sorry.
No, the same. If someone spills hot water and you say cliche in the anal mavashel, that's a joke, right? Okay, but the point is, I have two reasons that I presented why you said, oh, cliche in the mavashel is a categorical statement. We have two reasons why cliche might be a real problem. One is our kale habishel, and the other reason is mechzik mavashel. But I should point out that when Tosis says Mechzikim Avashel, first of all, the second opinion in Tosis denies Mechzikim Avashel. Moreover, this idea of Mechzikim Avashel that Tosis develops is only within Rabbeinu Tam that Iroi is a Kli Rishon, so therefore Tosis is bothered by the Kasha. How is it that Madichin also Bechamin? If I hold like the Rashbam that Iroi is not Mevashel, so then I don't ever have an issue of Mechzikim Avashel, the Klisheni. It doesn't exist if I hold like the Rashbam. It only exists if I hold like the Rabbeinu Tam. So these issues, right, are reasons to Aser Klisheni. We have so far two reasons to say Klisheni is Aser, even though Sophia felt categorically it's Mutter. There's a third reason that the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sifkat and Memkes from the Chaya Adam to categorically Aser Klishenis based on Yad Nichvespo. There is a Chaya Adam who proves from a halacha by Maisris. There's a thing called Kvias L'Maiser, which means that I'm allowed to walk in your field and munch on food, even though Maiser was not taken off of it yet. I'm allowed to eat it, because until the food entered the house, Re'ias Pnei Habayis and Lovav Deiraisa, and on the level of Drabunon, until the food went through various processes. The processes are called Kisimchas Eish, okay? Kavush, Shabbos, Maliach, I forgot what they are, but the Tiferes Yod, the beginning of Masechus Maisris, has that acronym, Kisimchas Eish. Those are things that are Koveya for Maisa. Meaning Koveya Maisa means that you can't have Achilas Arai, you can't just nibble on it. It becomes Mamish Treif. One of the things that's Koveya for Maisa is if it is cooked. Now, usually cooking means in a Kli Rishon, not in a Kli Sheni. The Chaya Adam shows, Chaya Adam has Sefer and Eretz Yisrael, Sefer Shari Tzedek, right, that if it's a Kli Sheni, but it is Yad Nichves, meaning it's super hot, not Yad Soledes. Yad Soledes, let's say, is 113 Fahrenheit. Yad Nifveis is a higher temperature. So if it's Yad Nifveis, so it's going to be usher by Kviyas Meiser. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkatim Mem Ches says that Yad Nifveis is going to be usher by Shabbos as well. So now I have three reasons to usher everything in a Kli Shlishi. Kalei HaBishol, Mechzikim Mevashel, and Yad Nifveis. The Chazon Ish denies Kalei HaBishol effectively. He says Kalei HaBishol is only true on those things mentioned in the Gemara, Koyasa Ispinin, Dag Maliyah, and Beitza. But the Chazon Ish says, because of the Chumra of Shabbos, don't put anything in a Kli Sheni because maybe it's a Yad Nifveis. Right? Meaning, right, ultimately, both the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish ask for putting anything in the Kli Sheni. But they're coming at it from two different directions. Right? The Chazon Ish is saying it can't be based on Kalei HaBishol because of his Raya from Basar B'Cholav. Michal deflected that Raya. Right? But the Chazon Ish is still Machmir based on what's it called? Based on Yad Nefes. Okay, so we're good?